Now, listening to this book, just this will be able, if it gets to the people, to make them understand how to tackle killer number one. And let me make it simple. It is a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. As simple as it is. And why these doctors who are into medicines and pills, but not into healing, don't take up with this natural panacea. It's there. It's simple. We need to be stimulated in our vascular system. And from there, the muscular tone within 10 days. It is there. It doesn't need training. It needs awakening. Then once it is optimized, it is, say, in 10 days, a whole sequence of magic is going to happen within the body. I began intuitively when I was 17 years to go into the cold water, caused by trauma of my mother. Yes, but that's my personal story. And it doesn't matter the way you get to it. We are able, because of those findings, and I was reading in books and I could not find what is happening with me. So I had to go into nature. I went into nature and I found answers whom are not in books, but give solutions and answers now. And I make it simple. I made it simple. It's not mine. It's from nature. It's coming to you. We are able to tackle killer number one in Western society, cardiovascular related diseases, if we only learn how to do vascular fitness. All these little muscles, millions of them, are being exercised. You know what happens in within 10 days? Your heartbeat is going to go down with 15 to 30 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. That means a whole lot less stress. Because when the heartbeat goes up, it's when stress is going on in the body. And then the glucose comes in, cortisol comes in, adrenaline comes in, and we get exhausted. Because we have a poor vascular condition, the heart needs to pump more. That's a signal, a primordial signal to the body to activate adrenaline and cortisol. And then you get a series of biochemical processes and chains working, and it exhausts our adrenal axis, our energy. Thus, we have less energy And you know what your boss is telling. Oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do so. And your wife is telling this, and your man is telling this, and your children are telling this, and the school direction is telling this, and congestion in the traffic is not going to help. It's all going to be very stressful, and your heart is going to pump even more, and you have no way to cool down, to have a rest, because this vascular system is not helping. Now, if you go and exercise the vascular, I call it vascular fitness nowadays, and I do snoga, like yoga and then snoga, going and do exercising, bare-chested, and barefoot, just in shorts, in bikinis, shorts, going outside, and within a quarter of an hour, you don't feel the cold. That means the adaptation of the vascular system is completely there. And it's innate. It was there always, only we became strangers of our own vascular condition. Our own vascular optimized natural condition, which is taking care of us, which is bringing the blood flow to the cells. With that, all the nutrients, the oxygen, the vitamins, and it makes our heart rate going down if you only have it exercised. We got a natural balance of so many heartbeats, and together with such a blood flow, three times the world is inside of us. That means it is everywhere. And that everywhere, we are able to get that back, to get back the right blood flow. You want to know about flow and energy and peace? Cold showers. And from there, you learn also, it's amazing, mind over body. If you do 10 days of cold showers after a warm shower, then you will be able to command the vascular system to close up when you go into a cold shower. It's amazing what you can do at will. Not now. First, you have to bring back the optimized condition of the vascular tone within our vascular system all over by taking these cold showers. It begins to awaken and begins to tone up. The muscular tone begins to tone up. And then it connects with the brain, with your will. Because what did the prehistoric man do when he came out of the cave and going into the wild? He had to be, you know, strong. He had to close up because this protection of the core body temperature was a condition to function. Otherwise, you get into a hypothermia. So it knew then how to, I'm going to go onto the hunt. Then the body knows what to do. It closes up. The core body temperature remains the same. And the buffer zone, the extremities and the rest of the body, is very able to take on the cold without endangering the core, necessary core body temperature for the vital parts. Those are the liver, the heart, the lungs, and the brain to function. The rest of the body can be quite cold. But if the vascular tone is not right, then the body doesn't listen. And then when we get outside, it doesn't close well, and we get sick. And that's the thing. Like, put on your jacket, son, otherwise you become sick. No, we made our children weak. I tell you, if we take cold showers, like, it's natural to take it, to bring back our optimized condition of our vascular tone, then we become strong. We are becoming able to act within heat, cold, or all the elements of nature are able to go with their impact upon our bodies and our core body temperature, which is a condition to function, remains the same. It's amazing what kind of health benefits come therefrom. Not only it is good for your vascular system, which is your transportation system of all the vitamins, oxygen, and nutrients to all our cells, we become much more peaceful. We get into the right tone of our blood, the blood flow, the life force. And only then the life force is able to tell us so much more inside of our brain about peace and about life. Because without blood, we are like nothing. And it's all there. And we can guarantee that that flow comes with the right muscle tone, with the right way of going into the cold, not to see that as a adversary power, a malignant power, negative power, but a mirror to see if your body is acting the right way, the way nature meant it to be. And only then we get aligned with our blood flow, the life force itself. We lost that. And it's so simple. A cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. So many more benefits there from the power of our mind to control our body, our vascular system, is therein. The heart rate goes down with that distress. And the nutrients and the oxygen and the vitamins get a lot better into the cells. And you know what happens then? You get a lot more energy. So the result of your investment to, oh, let me take that damn cold shower then, because of this, so no, it's going to bring you peace. It's going to bring you a lot more energy, and it's going to bring all the oxygen and all the necessary chemistry to your cells. You're going to have a better life. Not only you will know about how to get into the flow, the blood flow. With that comes the energy, with that comes the electricity, with that comes the right nutrients, and your brain and all the tissues, it gets abundant energy and vitamins and oxygen and nutrients. It's amazing. And you will learn how to command and to connect with your body much better because the right chemistry is there. The right chemistry is the conductor of our mind, of the neurology of our brain. So the cold is not negative, it's merciless, but righteous.